Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Hello, and welcome to the New Two Knitting Podcast. I'm Kaylee, and I'm here with my co-host.
Yeah, Brian.
And we're here to talk about knitting. This week, we're actually going to talk about stash busting.
What?
What do you think that is, Brian?
Stash busting. I feel like it has something to do with your weed stash. Like maybe when the cops come.
No, you're getting busted for your stash.
Yeah, you're stash busting. Like, or your stash house where you hide money and guns and stuff in a crime movie or book.
That's basically what this is, as I gesture wildly behind me to my stash of yarn, because it is my stash of
money.
We're
going to bust it. Busting makes me feel good.
There's just so many reasons that you would have like extra yarn left over from a project, you know, because maybe it was a sweater and it took several skeins and you have most of one left over or half or whatever. Or you were wanting to make a smaller project or something that had color work in it where you needed multiple colors, and then you're just left with tons of yarn left over. So what do you do with that?
I don't know. What do you know what to do with it?
I mean, you gotta bust through that stash.
Busting makes me feel good.
So that's like, you know, a term knitters will throw around a lot. Like, oh, this is a great stash busting project, or hashtag stash buster. It's becoming a tongue twister. I don't know if
hashtag
I can say it one more
bust
time.
Busta rhymes. Yeah. Busta stash.
But there's lots of great projects you can do to eat up the extra yarn that you have. Just because, I mean, nobody wants a room full of, you know, half skeins.
Yeah.
And things you don't know what to do with, and things you're just like never going to do anything with. Might as well use it.
Use it or lose it, or keep it. In this case, use it or
keep it. And use it. Mm. So a really good one are just the smaller projects, like hats and mittens. I'm wearing a hat right now. I decided that maybe I should wear something I knit for while we podcast, because it gets me in the mood.
I'm wearing that knit underwear you made me.
Ooh,
can't see it, but
that's so gross.
It is really gross.
You gotta hand wash that yourself.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it.
I didn't try and put it through the wash machine. Quite a visual, Brian.
Anyways. So, like, the hat I'm wearing is a color work design, and it's leftover yarn from the Tecumseh
sweater. The sweater. I recognized it.
So it also matches perfectly, which is fun.
Well, it's a little matchy-matchy.
So the actual design of the color work is different. I'm wearing one of my own designs, the diamond slouchy hat that I have. And the all natural good wool from Pearl Soho, which
you gotta
I love.
Get that good wool.
Yeah. And so it's undyed. This is why I love it.
So that's just the color of some sheep out there?
Yeah.
Or alpaca?
Yeah, sheep.
So there's a sheep that just looks that good.
My guess is that they, blend a bunch of sheep all together and make it so, you know, some with darker, some with lighter. And so it makes this darker color, but they have like tons and tons of skeins of this darker color.
And so this is a classic Baba Black Sheep kind of story.
Yeah.
Well, the answer
I think
was,
I'm
yes,
the little
sir.
Boy down the lane.
No. You were the one with the maid. There's like a second verse.
Dame?
Yeah, the dame.
I'm the dame.
No, one for the master, one for the dame, one for the little boy that lives down there. One for the something, one... Dang it. Maybe these are ones that I made up for our kids.
Yeah, probably.
No, there's another. All right, look. You work on knitting. I'll look it up in my mind.
Okay, deal. Color work is a great option. And if you're still, new to knitting and uncomfortable with color work, striping is a great way to use up multiple colors. My one advice on that is don't use two totally different kinds of yarn. You don't want to use like a 100% cotton right next to like a 100% acrylic and then next to a wool acrylic blend, you know, because when you care for it and when you wash it, it's going to act differently. Some of it's going to grow. Some of it's going to shrink down. it's just going to look all wonky and weird. And also to that same effect, you want to, unless it's a stylistic choice, you probably also want to do striping or color work with yarn that is the same thickness so that it's all worsted or it's all fingering weight, because then it can get a little wonky, but it also could be kind of cool too. So that's stylistic choice, I would say.
Girl with holes in her socks. That's you.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure I know that verse. We watch a lot of nursery rhyme TV shows. I think it's just from like a nursery rhyme TV show that we watch with our kids or something. Anyways, I wanted to do a quick mention to of a knitting pattern that I really love. It's a basic mitten pattern from Tin Can Knits. And
is it a basic white mitt?
Yeah. Stop. But it has all the different sizes, you know, from like child to, you know, an adult large mitten size. And it's a really good introduction to mitten knitting as well, because
it's called mitting.
Mitting. No, just it's you know, if it's the first time you've knit a mitten, you're making a thumb gusset, you know, just like totally different shape for the thumb. And so it could definitely be a new skill. And I really like that pattern because it really easily walks you through it. And so many people have made it. There's when you look on Ravelry, you can see like all the different projects and different kinds of yarn people used and different sizes and all of that. So that's a really good place to start for mittens. But I also have another piece of advice for that, because when you knit mittens, you have to knit two of them. And if you're using half skein of yarn and you're not sure if you're going to run out or not, you can always like reball that skein up and cut it halfway. And that way, you know, you're going to use half for one and half for the other. And I would measure that out by weighing it.
So if you're stash busting, you mean?
Yeah, if you're stash busting. So if you know you have like some of a skein left and you're like, I think it's enough for mittens, I would weigh that and see how many ounces it is. So if it's, you know, 4 ounces or something, then you start to ball it and take that ball off and weigh that. And you're like, oh, it's 2 ounces. Cut it right there.
Okay, so I've experienced the balling of yarn before. But like most of the cats out there who are currently wondering, so you get a skein of yarn and then you get what? I mean, and what are you going to do? And like, what do you do next? And why?
So just so I'm doing it because I don't want to make one full mitten and then only have enough yarn to make like half of the other one, where if I realize I'm going to run out, I can like start adding stripes in the middle or something else.
Yeah, but
or
why
make the cuff of it shorter?
But why? First of all, this is a question that people ask me all the time.
Yes, go on.
Why do you ball? I mean, they mean it because I'm a baller, but I mean, why do you ball? How do you ball?
So balling, so there's different reasons you can ball. If your yarn is a skein from Hobby Lobby, it's going to come kind of pre-balled already. Like you can pull the yarn out from the middle. And so the yarn is just coming straight out of the middle. If you buy it in a hank, where it's just this large loop of yarn, if you pull from one end, it's going to all start to get tangled. You really need to wind it up. And you can do that by hand, you know, just make a ball like a cartoon you've seen of an old lady making a ball of yarn. Or you can get a baller, which is, I guess, what I have.
Like
and it's
me.
Like a little hand crank.
Well,
and
I'm
so
a baller,
we do it together because I'll hold the big loop of yarn and you turn the crank for the baller for me.
Crank
and
that
way
ball.
It doesn't get tangled and we can do it a lot quicker together.
And is that expensive?
No, I think it's
she's
like
just saying that
$12 or something.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you just want me to think you don't spend any money on crafts.
No, and that was a gift for
First of all, you have more than one.
One I bought, one was
yeah,
a gift.
Exactly.
I'm pretty
so,
sure I bought one with a gift card anyways.
Number yeah,
it wasn't
with
a gift
card, sure. Number two. But so you get a ball winder, and so do you think every knitter needs a ball winder?
No.
No.
You don't need one because you can definitely ball by yourself, you know, by just wrapping it, you know, kind of around your hand at first. But if you decide you really love knitting and this is something you're going to be doing a lot, it's so nice to have a ball winder because the tension is the same. Just meaning like sometimes when you're winding something on your hand, you'll get like, you'll pull on it real tight and that can be kind of damaging to the yarn. If like part of it is pulled real tight, it's going to be a force put on that yarn and it's going to be pulling away. And so it damages it a little. If it has a real nice, even, loose tension as you do it like a ball winder does, it's going to protect that yarn better.
When you said you're going to weigh the yarn, mm-hmm. Just use a kitchen scale?
I use this like really cheap kitchen scale, and I think maybe it goes up to 2 pounds. I borrowed it from my sister who lives down the street from me. And
the little girl who lives down the lane.
# I'm never giving it back until she asked for it.
Well, if she started listening to our podcast, she'd know you had pilfered it. So,
well, I still have it. It's not lost and I use it a lot. So,
sorry, Seth.
So if you really want it and I draw your name for Christmas, I'll buy myself a nicer one and give it back to you.
See, again, you're buying these things. And how much do those cost? They're really inexpensive, Brian. Like $300, $400.
No, the one that I'm like looking at it right now. The one that she has it's all plastic. It's very cheap and little. You know, it's not a digital fancy kitchen scale, which would be fun to have anyways now that I'm into sourdough. But
and it'd be great for your weed stash that you're busting.
For my stash busters.
Yeah, you can measure it out. This is a great time to plug our friends at Greater Goods. Greater Goods, they have kitchen scales.
We do have friends there.
We do. We have friends.
Should we tell them to market to knitters now?
Yeah. Yes.
They can buy advertisements on Ravelry.
Oh my gosh. Let's just pretend they're one of our advertisers and maybe they'll just buy an ad from us. Greater Goods for your greatest goods. Yeah. I don't know if we even sold what they are. They do make scales. They're available on Amazon.
Yeah.
And they're highly rated.
Yeah, that's true.
Very good.
If you have really small amounts of yarn left over and you think, I'm never even going to get a full mitten out of my, you know, yarn that I have left, there's lots of little things you can do. I have some really cheap yarn that I used for like a craft, not knitting, that I also use now for ribbon on presents for Christmas time. It was one of our news desks a long time ago, and I'm gonna, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Was that too early?
Yes, I'm not really doing my news desk, but
you can't say the N word, the news Brian. Word. You know which one I'm talking about. You can't Brian. Say the ND word.
Okay, so, but it's apricot polka dot.
Oh yeah, that does sound like something I would have repeated a lot.
Yeah, but they do
apricot polka dot.
The girl
a lot because I got these raps a lot. They might as well call me Lance a lot.
Anyways,
I prance a lot all over these rhymes.
All right. Anyways, but she makes these really cool pom poms and tassels and things. And if you have a bunch of different colors, you can make pom poms look like other things. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Like you can make a pom pom look like a strawberry.
Yeah.
Or a watermelon slice. By the coloring you put on it and the way you do it. And so she has a really bright, colorful Instagram that's fun to follow. She makes little pom-poms that look like Christmas trees. She puts tassels on blankets and pillows. And there's just all kinds of ways you can use.
Capital Q, okay?
Yeah. It's just all kinds of ways. You can even use the littlest amount of yarn. So don't throw it away. Don't be a hoarder, but don't throw away... You know, even your littlest leftover pieces of yarn. I once made pom-poms for our Christmas presents.
Wow.
Pom-poms and used the yarn as the ribbon to go around the gifts.
You mean to decorate the gifts.
To decorate the Christmas presents.
Yeah, if we gave those away at Christmas presents. Thanks for the junk. we're tired of your knitwear already, and now you've given us all these pom-poms. Just kidding. People love those. It's a great gift. Both are, actually. And if you got some youngins running around, fun toy to play with. And our son gave me one of said pom-poms just last week.
Oh, that's true.
And said, Dad, I want you to take this to work with you. And I said, absolutely, I will. And now it's on my desk and I play with it during Zoom meetings.
Oh, that's cute. One last thing I wanted to say about that, and another person I've talked about before, is... Julie Williams of let me look it up. Little Cotton Rabbits.
Also sounds rabbits. Like something I've repeated.
She little has a rabbit. Free another free pattern what? For J-Dub. These really cute.
You kidding me?
Tiny like Christmas stocking patterns.
Oh my gosh.
And so I made us an advent calendar out of those.
That is also very cute.
Yeah, and now like I have some of those left over that I've given to friends as ornaments.
Let's say you're a serial knitter like my wife is, okay? You got a lot of little leftover skeins and remnants. Make yourself an advent calendar. It's a great stash bust.
Exactly.
Because you're going to be able to make however many you're going to make per thing of yarn, and then you just kind of mix and match color-wise. Ugh.
Even
makes me want to start knitting. Just kidding.
Even of the 25 little stockings that I made, I have, you know, they're a mix of red and white color work.
But they, like different reds and whites.
No, it's not. It's all the same red and white. Even out of all those I made, it still didn't use up one red or one white skein.
Yeah, but like, that's the whole point of the bust.
I know.
Did you stash bust to make them? It wasn't some LOs?
No, I mean, I definitely bought for those.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's not the theme of the show.
But
the theme
I've
of the show
so
isn't
made...
Hobby Lobby sales aisle, okay?
But I've made more with my... I've made more as stash busting projects and given them as ornaments to, like, as hostess gifts and
They're
things.
They're very cute.
So let's take a quick little break and we'll get back to it. I wanted to jump in and tell you real quick about my latest re-release of a design I've had.
Remix.
The Caroline hat. It's my second most popular hat, and it was previously in just one toddler size, but now I resized it to be baby through large kid. It's super cute. It's a quick stash-busting knit hat, and it has little heart motifs, and you're going to love it. It's cute. It's sweet. Check it out on Ravelry.
And we're back. Hey guys, good to see y'all on the new to knitting N2K. For those of you that are in the know, don't forget, bustin' makes us feel good. You don't even know what that is, do you?
No, I have no idea.
It's from the theme song to Ghostbusters.
Oh.
Of course, performed by one Ray Parker Jr. And after the bridge of the song, where they fully have ripped off Huey Lewis in the News at this point, and Hugh, as I like to call him, is calling his lawyer at this point in the song, the end goes, "Bustin' makes me feel good."
Oh, okay.
Stash busting is probably what he's talking about, not ghost busting.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Awesome. Anyways, back to the, you ready for the news desk?
Hold on, I can't help it. But first off, that was the biggest blow off from a very appropriate sequitur, and then you proceeded to shift it. Say the ND word again one more time.
And now it's time for our news desk.
Bustin' makes me feel good.
So today, on my news desk, I'm going to give you the name of a knitter, a knit designer that I follow on Instagram. And
I know who it is. I'm guessing.
You have
is
no
it
idea.
Brian Muncy?
No.
Dang it.
But she is a fellow Missourian.
What? It is Brian Muncy.
Other side of the state.
Oh.
Kansas City.
Gross.
But
I mean, I love you.
Which I was going to say, okay, her name is Karina Spencer.
Ah, Karina.
Yeah. No. And that's spelled Carina Spencer. And we'll have,
Spencer
this
is
like a link
like
heavy.
The,
this is a link heavy podcast.
By Mark Wahlberg.
Can you not talk over me?
Spencer, we watched that movie.
And this is a link heavy podcast. So you can find all the links at our website at new2knittingpodcast.com. But what made me think of her was that she has some really cute stash busting patterns. She has some color work hats and color work cowls.
Mm.
And cowls, you know, are just like circle scarves around your
neck. Color working it.
But they would be great for busting through your stash. She does have a hat that is shaped like a royal's crown, you know? well, and to like knit into it with a KC. So we can forgive her for that.
Well, we'll never be royals. It does not run in our blood.
That reference I get.
Cardinals Nation, y'all.
Yeah. But she's really fun. And you know what else is really cool about her is I looked up all her stuff and she's got a lot of great patterns on Ravelry, of course, but she also has a YouTube channel where she like kind of shows you some of the techniques that she uses in her patterns. So if you are new to knitting, this would probably be good patterns to get because you can then look up on YouTube how she does some of it, and she explains it herself, which I thought was actually really cool.
So what's her channel?
You can find all the links just through her Instagram, but YouTube. I'm sure it's Corinna Spencer.
Type in.
Figure it out.
Corinna.
I'll have the link in our show notes.
Show notes at newtoknittingpodcast.com/show notes. I feel like your webmaster would say it was /show notes.
I'm pretty sure.
But your webmaster also, if it's not, will just set up a redirection.
Yeah. So thank you.
Classic. 302. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Anyways, are you ready for the secret knit?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Bag tossed. Okay. It's a satchel. In a mint, maybe we're gonna say pistachio green. I'm just describing the bag we use every week. Okay, I'm not gonna look. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling something that feels stuffeted.
Mm-hmm.
A stuffy, as someone I love would call it.
Yes.
In fact, I know this stuffy. Even though I have not looked at said stuffy, I know this stuffy.
Of course you.
Because I have played with and had this thrown in my head many times. It is in the shape of one canidid. Known as the fox.
Mm-hmm.
And it is exactly what I was just describing. It is a cute little fox.
Mm-hmm.
Made for my precious daughter. Right?
It wasn't, but our daughter now plays with our son.
What?
It's a cute little fox toy.
Why? Okay, I thought you made this for her.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I made it before she was born. It does have a sweater, and the kids were playing with it, and I can't find it.
So first off, this is the best I've ever done on the secret knit, as I didn't even have to look at it to know what it was.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's been thrown at my head many times. All right, our daughter has claimed it. If you knew anything about our children, you'd know that it's funny that I thought it was for the daughter, not the son. But that is a different story for a different podcast.
What do you think the yarn is made out of?
I'm going to say it is, okay, first of all, I always think it's acrylic, and I'm always wrong, so that's number one. I take that back. I used to think it was called synthetic, but same thing.
Yes.
And here's why I'm going to say it's wrong, and you knitters out there are going to appreciate my wife right now, and really you're going to appreciate her dedicated husband, because while I don't listen or care about most of the things we talk about, one thing I would never guess that my wife would do for our kids is make something for them out of synthetic fiber, because I feel like she'd want natural things for our children. Is that wrong or right?
I mean, I've definitely made both. I made things out of both for our kids, but overall, in my heart of hearts, I want a natural fiber next to the skin of my babies.
And this is? Is it natural fiber?
Yeah.
See?
Of course.
That was against my always incorrect instinct. And I knew it because I know my wife. And I'm like, if she's making this for the kids, she's sitting there with one tear slowly dropping down her eye at the idea that the children that she knit together in her womb, she could be knitting together something to rub across their sweet baby cheeks.
That's right.
And she would have never used acrylic. So right there, I just leveled up from level 0.2 on secret knits to level 1,000.
Well, it's so funny because I've talked about knitting acrylic for our kids, and I have for
Remember
sure in the
past. Remember my premise, which is I don't listen or care about it.
And a lot of people claim acrylic is a better thing to knit for kids because it's softer,
washable,
whatever.
We're not getting into this,
but
okay.
I'm at a point where I disagree. I know my wife, okay? Yeah,
she's going natural.
Natural.
Whenever she
can. But natural what? What is it?
Well, obviously it is dyed because it's a multitude of oranges.
Mm-hmm.
The I will say this though, the gray accents for the eye and the muzzle, they're the same as the stuff on the ear, but the way that you did it makes it look very different because it's not really knit. It's like sewn. I mean, it is. Yeah, it's not the same style, right?
That's exactly right, Bri.
Thank you. And it makes the yarn look different.
Yes.
Different it. Obviously, it's stuffed with some sort of polyester fill.
Of course.
Which is not real. Okay, so what kind of wool is it? So I'm going to start with, I started with the fact that it was dyed.
Uh-huh.
I'm also going to say that it is from... I smelled it like that would help.
Did it?
So it seems like a very commercial wool.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't seem like this is Pearl Soho, right? So I want to say that this is... I want to say that this is sheep's wool.
It is. 100%.
But again, this is deductive choices. This has nothing to do with the thing itself.
If I wasn't holding it
and you asked me all these questions, I would have given you all the same answers.
Yeah.
Plus, I have it memorized. So it's sheep's wool. It's a pretty standard knit. There is no color work on it, except for the fact that there is different colors to it. But it's not like there's patterning or anything to it. So like the feet are a yarn, the face is a yarn, the ears have the yarn on it, you know, different color yarn. And then the body is a different color. And I would say that the... Man, this just seems like the most straightforward knit there is. It's just knit.
Yeah, it's just knit. There's nothing more to it. It's fine. But
wait,
it's...
but it could be, and I nailed it.
Yeah.
So I just want to say...
nailed it.
Literally said not a single... incorrect thing about this secret knit. Not one thing was wrong.
The one thing I would question about what you said is you said it's like very basic, straightforward.
Well, there's yarn, no pattern work,
but it's hand dyed.
No, that's I wasn't saying that it wasn't hand dyed. What I was saying was it didn't seem like it was this doesn't seem like a very fancy yarn. So I said it seems more like a really straightforward yarn. Like
you
it's
mean
not
like
from...
the knit of it is not fancy, or do you mean the yarn? Okay, so it is fancy yarn.
Okay,
then That's what I'm saying.
Down. I went down to level 99.
It's hand dyed and it's from 100 Ravens, and it's actually like
it's
some of the
from
nicest yarn.
What?
100 Ravens yarn. And guess what?
Now I'm gonna cry.
Guess what? I won that yarn for free. Through
that's right. I remember this story.
Podcast. Yeah.
Through not our podcast.
Not ours.
You can't win that way. We're the hosts and we win.
The Marley Bird podcast.
Marley Bird.
Of course. My girl Marley.
No, she's my girl at this point. So you're telling me Marley Bird gave you 100 Ravens yarn?
800, yeah.
So that you could make a tiny toy for my precious... nuggets.
So I got a whole set of mini skeins.
Mm.
So they're teeny tiny like amounts of yarn, and it's a great stash buster. Little toys.
Full circle. This lady
full
is a
circle.
You just
I
went
think
to a level,
about these things.
You just went to level
time.
1,000 as a host.
Thank you.
Man, we're really doing it on episode 22.
And also that pattern is from Julie Williams of Little Cotton Rabbits.
So she makes
different animals as well, and she also makes other toys. She has like she actually has right now another free pattern out of all these different kinds of knit donuts, which are really cute.
You've
and
made
I've
a
knit,
bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah, I've knit lots of little toys, and I've also even crocheted some toys. I have some crocheted donuts, but I have little knit animals for our kids, and just cute little toys is a great thing if you have someone who would enjoy little toys. Which we do.
Who doesn't have someone that would enjoy little toys?
That's so true.
I hate toys. Nobody says that.
When I started crocheting, the first thing I made was little toys for my nephews. And I even made them like for my friends all the time in my little finger puppets, you know? Like
those are cute.
All adults will take that and think it's cute.
No, that's a whip if there ever was one.
A work in progress?
Yeah, the book.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Kaylee had this idea for a children's book.
In college, okay, my last summer of college, quick story. I
they're listening to a podcast of two people rambling about knitting. I don't think you have to apologize. Let me get this one out real quick. Like, they're looking for time. Okay. They're in the middle of casting off right now.
Because that's what I do.
No, they're in the middle of casting off right now.
Yeah. It's a complicated three needle cast off. Yeah.
Exactly. No. And like, we need a long story. Just really milk this one, baby.
No, but my last summer of college, most of my roommates had moved out of the house I was staying in, and I was pretty much all alone and taking lots of classes to, like, get done with school
and
early.
And hanging out with me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and so I made a little crocheted finger puppet for every day that I was there, almost every day. And then I would go out and take pictures of it in, like, a little scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I made a mermaid and, like, found a fountain on campus and put it on a rock and, like, staged all these photos and then had captions for them and put it on my blog of, like, you know, three blogs ago or whatever. And just, like, really entertained myself. And I was joking that, like, I was basically making my own friends that summer because all my friends had moved out.
And I know you guys are wondering, how did I land such a catch?
Yeah, we were already
I know
in it.
You're
but
like, geez,
you know,
Brian, it
speaking
doesn't seem
of
possible.
Landing such a catch, that's the summer that you met one of my best friends, Lauren, and you said, hey, my girlfriend is at school and she's gonna be moving home, you should be friends with her. And so she started reading my blog and thought I was super cool. And I did land a friend out of that. One
she
of my best
thought
friends.
You were cool? Is that the right word
she
you want to use?
She thought I was interesting.
Okay, that makes more sense. I wouldn't use the word cool
she
from
thought
a bala
I was
like
interesting
me.
Enough to talk to.
She's like, this girl probably like, has time for friends.
Yep. Okay, fair enough.
Clearly.
Yeah, right. I am talking to my knitting people, and if you had seen my cute little finger puppets, you would have been like, I want to be friends with her too.
Uh-huh. And I saw her and I thought different things about what I wanted to do, but that's another podcast.
Don't be weird. Don't make it weird.
It's always weird.
It is weird.
So you got any
anything
to wrap this up with?
You can always find us on Instagram at New2KnittingPodcast. You can find all our show notes on our website at new2knittingpodcast.com. And you can find me on Ravelry as KBeth for just my projects and stuff. And you can find my designs on Ravelry as a designer page, Kaylee Kirkland. Bye.
Bye.